Welcome to 8-Bit Proof, where your choice of drink is just as important as your choice of game.
Back, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to episode 2 of the 8-Bit Proof Podcast. I am Corey Atwood, and I am your host and Blast Magazine correspondent. Yes, thank you.
Bravo.
Pat yourself
Bravo.
On the back.
Wow.
All right, and I'm joined here by my very lovely and voluptuous podcast crew. All right, who's to my left here?
This is JD. I'm 29. I've been playing video games since 1986, and my first game was Blue Max for Atari 800. Yeah. Hate on Atari all you want. It was the first.
Boo Earns.
Yeah, Boo Earns.
All right,
my favorite alcohol, before we go any further, is whiskey. My favorite comic book adaptation of a movie is V for Vendetta. My favorite action game, Metal Gear Solid 4. Francis, it is to you.
So this is Susie. I'm not voluptuous or slender or any of those things. So I don't know where you got that from.
He's a ninja.
I do love my PC.
Of course you do.
And that's all I have to say. And I'm an addict as well.
A PC addict or cocaine?
Just heroin. Tossing that in.
This podcast
blowing dudes
therapy.
In the back alley of a dark corner of a dark city in a bad neighborhood?
He's in recovery, though, folks.
You know a lot about that.
Maybe I do, maybe I don't.
I like video games a lot.
Addicted to things.
Like, really a lot.
I know. So we'll get into that later.
Okay.
All right, who's the last member of our
And last but
group?
Not least.
Least.
Roger.
Least.
And I am currently in the midst of playing Sleeping Dogs for Xbox 360.
Which is excellent.
It is really? You
I
farted?
I agree with
Dogs?
The fart.
Hey, when
it's a hodgepodge of Grand Theft Auto, Assassin's Creed, and Arkham Asylum. It's a mixture of all those.
Hodgepodge?
Yeah,
hodgepodge. Is it a hodgepodge?
Okay.
A patchwork?
And my only other comment is that I am holding hope that one day the Dark Tower book series will be made into a movie series. And that is all.
Mm. All right. And before we get any further into the podcast, I just want to say that this is brought to you by BlastMagazine.com, Boston's online magazine for video games, TV, movies, and pretty much everything that's fucking awesome. And also, I just wanted to mention that we are going to announce the winner of the PS All-Stars Battle Royale beta code. I'm not sure when we're going to do that. We're going to do it sometime in the podcast, so you got to listen to the whole thing. And now it's time for Slapshot. It's a new game for 8-Bit Proof that we have not done yet. All right, what's going to happen is I'm going to read 10 facts about a video game. They're going to start off vague. They're going to get more specific. If you know the name of the game, I want you to write it on a piece of paper and slide it to me. The first person to guess, they win. Last person to guess, they will be forced to take a shot of hard liquor and get slapped across the face by whoever won.
Yes.
All right, and this game, we're not actually playing for anybody this game because we forgot to ask because we were all fucking excited for our first episode to go up.
Yeah.
But in the future, listeners, if you want to win some free crap or just be part of next episode's video game, let us know on Twitter or in the comment section of this podcast on BlastMagazine.com or on our Facebook page. Whatever the fuck you
Facebook.com/8BitProof.
Yes.
That
Boom.
That's it. Just like that, Francis.
You just dropped it.
Wow. Dropping it.
All right, so we ready for our game? We ready for Slapshot?
Bring it on, Holmes.
All right, I got to move my computer because JD's a fucking cheater here.
Fuck your face.
He evolved.
Would you or would you not cheat?
He evolved from Joey D in episode 1 to JD.
I'm glad you pointed that out.
I'm not sure what to think of that.
What
Listen,
made you decide to go
okay.
with that?
I'm an amoeba. I'm ever changing. I can be whatever you want me to be.
Small and slow moving.
So in the third
I could
episode,
be your tiny dancer, Francis.
In the third episode, are you going to have
money.
A new nickname?
Maybe I will. Maybe I'll make up a new
Jay
one for you.
Sizzle.
Maybe it'll be a new one for you.
Hey,
Roger.
What does the studio audience think about JD?
Yeah.
They approve of it.
I approve.
I think it's better
feel
than
free.
Joey D.
Feel free to comment on our Facebook or Twitter on the change in my on-air personality nickname.
Tell us what we should call him.
If you think that my name is good,
do you really want the fans
go ahead and tell me
what you should call him.
I do. I think it would be hilarious.
Yeah, Joey, I think that it would be excellent.
You would accept that name?
I agree with the JD change because Joey D sounds like a dude that blew Pauly D from the Jersey Shore.
Yeah, it does. It sounds like I'm some sort of a Guido stereotype. Whoa.
Hey, dude, you want to do blowouts and blowjobs later?
You want to do a line of blow and then blow me? Yes, I do.
All right, video game. I'm bringing it back here. I'm bringing
Boom,
it back.
Slap shot.
Okay, the game is starting. You guys ready?
I'm ready.
All right.
I have a big piece of paper.
This is the slap shot. No, fuck off. This is the game show intro music. All right, are you ready?
Madden 99.
Number one. All right, this is an action adventure game published in 1996. 1996.
Oh. I'm gonna take a drink.
Wait. Are you not answering at all?
Mm.
No.
No
Susie, do you got any sort of answer?
Drink.
You'll have to drink if you answer or answer incorrectly. You have to drink.
Yeah, I mean, we can't lose anything. So
you
I'm
might
give
as
you,
well
I'm give you an answer.
Okay.
Might
as well give me an excuse to use sound effects.
So action adventure is
an action adventure game published in 1996.
An accurate description of what it is.
Actually, it's a horrible description of
if
what
I
it is.
Got
but
it, if
I
got
it anyway.
On this guess, if I get it on this guess, I want a beach.
All right, Joey D, your answer.
Oh, come on.
Incorrect, sir. Now, do you think I should read these answers out loud? What do you guys think? It would help
if
you
out. If it's
not
the right answer, then you should read it.
I should read it out loud?
Yeah.
Okay, so Kirby's Adventure.
Really?
Incorrect, sir. 1996, I think, maybe a
it's
little bit off.
It's probably close. That was probably close. There's so many iterations of Kirby that God knows how many have been made in 1996.
All right, Roger, Susie, you guys have an answer?
Giggity.
I drank for not giving an answer.
Well, why don't you give
no
an answer? Because
okay.
You're drinking anyway, huh?
Susie?
I just drank.
Okay. All right, next fact. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. This was initially a groundbreaking PC game, but because of its popularity, it made its way to consoles. Susie's answer, which is Diablo, is incorrect.
Francis jumping on it like he knows everything about PC snobbery.
No, I'm sorry, Diablo is
incorrect. Wait, hold on. What was that? The hint again was it was initially a PC game that made its chance to change the console.
Initially a PC game, but because it was so popular, it made its way to consoles. Roger's answer. Should
and
I read these before Joe answers? Should I read these first?
Well, did you already write it?
96.
There's two fucking facts. I gotta keep reiterating this bullshit.
I'm drinking.
Jesus. You know what?
Yeah,
that's what
JD
the studio wants to think of
down,
you, Joey.
JD's drinking JD, okay? Read my answer.
Okay, both of your answers are incorrect. I'm sorry. Both those answers are StarCraft and Deus Ex.
StarCraft is not an action adventure game.
Yeah, I know. That's what he said. I'm sorry.
Sorry.
Okay.
Who said that?
I did.
Number three.
Goodness. There was no action in StarCraft?
No
was
adventure.
There an
hey,
adventure?
Hey.
A real-time strategy game, huh? Let's go.
Hold on. Number three. This incredibly popular game is the first of a series that started a franchise and had many sequels. It made the protagonist a video game icon identifiable by those even outside video game culture. Okay, I'm going to read these all at the same time so I don't help you guys out.
Hold on. I got one.
Hold on. Okay, Roger, your answer is incorrect. I'm sorry.
Can you even read my scribble when I've been drinking?
All right, Joey D, your answer is also incorrect.
What was it? You didn't even read it.
Susie has no. I don't want to give anyone else an advantage.
Pay attention, guy. Come on, JD.
Roger answered Duke Nukem, which was incorrect.
That
was at least an action adventure game.
No, it was a first person shooter.
Joey D said Tony Hawk's Pro Skater, which is not a fucking action adventure game.
And it's not a computer for somebody who
was
looking for recognizable. He was recognizable, huh?
Honestly, I think you guys don't even listen to me.
It came out in 96. All
right, let's go.
All right, number four. In 2006, the protagonist was inducted into the Walk of Game and the Guinness Book of World Records.
That's Guinness. Fucking retarded. 2006?
Really? Did I pronounce Guinness Book of World Records?
Guinness.
The Beer
yeah.
Book of World
yeah,
Records.
It's a Guinness,
yeah.
Huh?
The beer is dark and thick. I have no idea who this is.
Just like my wang.
Any answer? Any answer from any of you?
Because I have no idea.
Six.
Can you repeat the second clue?
There was a
the
clue.
The second clue?
The clue you just said.
I'm not going back.
The clue you just said.
All right, Jesus Christ. 2006 protagonist inducted into the Walk of Game and the Guinness. What, Guinness?
Guinness.
What he said, Book of World Records.
Somebody will correct us on Facebook. Or in the comments.
Yes, correct us in the comments if we're doing anything wrong.
I'm going to drink for a no guess.
No guess.
I already drank.
That's two incorrect answers.
What's he doing?
Hey, yeah, no fucking Googling. Get the fuck out of here. No, you're going to be automatically disqualified if you get caught Googling again.
Yeah, there was no Google. All I did was unlock my phone.
Okay.
All right, wait, where are we here?
All right, number five. We're halfway through. This is where it starts to get obvious. This is where I think one of you may get it.
Then put it out there.
All right, the first 13 years of its existence, this franchise was published by Eidos Interactive. But 2 years ago, it was bought by Square Enix. Okay, Susie got me his answer first, and his answer is correct, sir.
Yes.
I didn't know that was a PC first.
Okay. Hang on. I got two more answers here. Everybody decided to answer. Roger said, fuck you, which I'm going to give. That is incorrect.
Wow.
And Joey D's answer was also correct.
Give it to me, Francis. I had that on PC.
Susie, this is you.
That's right. Rock out with your cock out.
And Roger, unfortunately,
you're getting slapped in the mouth.
You're getting slapped in the face.
Do I get to slap him?
Yes.
Yes, you do. Cause you were the first one.
Couldn't write fast enough.
What was the answer?
The answer was Tomb Raider.
Come on, Lara Croft.
I didn't know that was PC first.
Yeah.
Really?
I had that.
I think so. I don't know. If I'm wrong, if that was not PC first, you can correct me.
I was going to slap Roger
anyway. Yeah. Okay, hold on. You have to also take a shot of liquor. Would you rather do that first or afterwards?
I'm doing a shot of liquor first.
Can I slap him as he's doing it?
As a real man would.
No.
You want the dude?
I'm going to shut off my mic.
You want dude or O-card?
All right, we're going to prepare for this.
What do you want, the Zizak? You want the Jack Daniels?
We're preparing for Roger to get slapped in the face. Now everybody's standing up.
Choose your poison, son of a bitch.
Oh, he's doing, what is he doing? Vodka?
Straight dude. Oh, with his teeth.
Hey, here, Susie, put down his mic. Let him do it. Preparing the pouring of the shot. There's a shot glass there. Yeah. That was a pre-shot shot. Okay, audience. Roger's about to take a shot. Go ahead.
Which side do you want it on?
It doesn't matter, Francis. Do it on the side.
Well, take
the
shot first. Give him a second after he ingests the shot.
No. Instantaneous. Right. I want shot slap.
Right. Ready? 3, 2.
Oh man, he's gonna take the shot and then instantly.
One.
What?
Punch your teeth.
Okay.
Oh, he just took the shot? I don't know if he had the shot totally down before he gets smacked in the face.
It doesn't matter. It was good.
Okay.
That was beautiful.
That's,
all right.
I'm kind of into it. I'm not going to lie. I may be sporting a chub right now.
I didn't get you too bad tonight.
Francis, if you want me to hit me one more time, you can hit me harder.
Don't feel bad.
Like
you earned that.
Well, he hits like a lady. Well, why would you feel bad for that?
That was unsporting-like.
Use your forearms.
Don't get pissed off. Don't get all pissed off because you answered, fuck you. I don't remember.
Listen,
when Square Enix
anyone
purchased,
at this table
you.
Has the least knowledge of video games, it's me.
That's
And I'm okay
salty.
With that.
All right, well, that brings to a close our first time we've ever played a slap shot. So,
after these messages, we'll be right back.
You've been Back to the Future of the movies. Now go there on your NES. In Back to the Future 2 and 3, a double mission to save the future. LJN, Back to the Future 2 and 3. Get it while there's still time.
And now we're on to our main topic of this episode. Inspired by a very heated and lengthy discussion we all had on Facebook, the main topic of this week's episode is trilogies. Which one's the best, which one's the worst, how they stack up to each other, and so forth. All right,
whiskey
so...
Whiskey gargle.
You okay?
Sure it was whiskey?
Yeah.
All right, so in order to officially decide once and for all how these trilogies stack up to each other, after discussing the trilogy, which we're going to do, we're each going to individually assign a 1 through 10 score for the trilogy, and then we're going to add the scores together. In the interest of time, we had to cut this down to only 10 trilogies, so we did have to cut a few of them out.
Like Star Wars.
Cut out the aliens.
I'm sorry, Anakin, but we did have to cut you out. And technically, we have very specific rules here. We had to cut a few out that weren't technically trilogies. So that guy's not going to show up.
Fuck you.
There's a lot that aren't going to show up. I'm sorry.
Who was that guy?
That was Darth
Vader.
Darth Vader,
what the fuck's the matter with you?
Francis?
No, the clicking noise.
That was Predator.
You really didn't get that?
No,
really?
I didn't get that. I thought it was Woody Woodpecker.
Really? Yeah, Woody Woodpecker's cool.
You don't know the Woody Woodpecker
Woody
trilogy?
Woody Woodpecker's cool enough to get on 8-bit proof? Negative.
Dude, Woody
Negative.
Woodpecker 2 is fucking astounding.
Negative.
All right, so in the interest of time, we narrowed it down to 10 trilogies. So if we forgot your favorite trilogy, we apologize. Just write it in the comments and tell us how much we suck. Let us know that we forgot the best one ever or whatever the fuck.
Or if you actually paid attention to our Facebook page, you'd see that I asked you today to say trilogies, which ones were the best.
All right, so starting this debate, we're going to start with the one that's, you know, most well-known.
You can act like a man. What's the matter with you?
Yes, we're going to start with...
Sounds like my house when I was a kid.
sounds like Angel.
We're going to start with The Godfather, and since I am running the soundboard and I happen to be talking right now, I'm going to start talking about it. In my opinion, the first one's good, the second one is great, the third one is fucking god-awful. And I had to catch up with these over this past week. I borrowed these from Roger to catch up, and holy fuck, are they punishingly long. Each one is like three fucking hours. The second one is over 3 hours. 3 hours and 20 fucking minutes.
Art takes time.
At least the second one is good. The second one is good. The third one is really fucking bad. Anybody else's thoughts on this?
The only part of the second one was good was him smashing that Italian chick in the villa.
I have not seen The Godfather.
At
if
all?
You'll give me an opportunity to
I'll go last.
Unbelievable. If you give me an opportunity to speak my piece on The Godfather, I'll explain to you why I don't have such a...
So speak it.
Okay.
Go ahead. You're next. Go up.
Italian-American stereotypes abound in that movie.
There's three movies.
It influenced... Well, whatever. It's a series, a trilogy. It influenced a generation of dopes to behave like Corleones and wave their hands around all the time while they're talking. In a manner that's just unnecessary.
Italian?
No redeeming qualities to this trilogy at all that weren't done better by The Sopranos. The Polly and Christopher Lost in the Woods episode of Sopranos was better than all three Godfather movies combined.
That's absolutely
garbage.
So
you don't
garbage.
Like any of the three.
Fuck your
that's
face.
That's garbage.
I think it compares worse than the other trilogies because of the largely undeserved pop culture status.
First of all, you're claiming a TV series that stopped with Don't Stop Believing to be better than The Godfather.
The best song
ever. Hey,
shut up. Journey
is fucking fantastic.
I will bottle you.
Laughable.
I will bottle you.
You're going to shit on Journey?
Let me say my piece. Let me say my piece here. I'd compare this to Gears of War and that it started out with over-the-top violence added nothing substantial. And in a last-ditch attempt to inject new life in the third installment, failed miserably. Nobody likes old man Pacino. Nobody. Go, Francis. Go.
Whoa. Hold on. Before we leave you, so what is your final score? Give us a 1 through 10.
I thought we were going to do it at the end.
Well, the end of what you have to say. Okay, we'll go around the room at the end, and everyone will give a number. So,
okay.
All right. Susie, what do you
got to
say?
I give it a 2.
Do you want me to actually...
You're gonna, that's what you're going to go with, 2?
I give it a 2.
All right, 2. JD's locked in at a 2.
I give it the 2.
I've never seen the Godfather series. You want me to go last?
Okay, we're going to go to Roger. All
right. This is a foolish nonsense. Oh, like I said, we have people comparing a TV show that ended on a black screen with Don't Stop Believing.
Hey, how many
ridiculous.
Seasons is it? Real quickly. How many seasons of The Sopranos did they have? 8?
How many pointless seasons
10?
Of The Sopranos
10
were
10 maybe even.
Would they have
know.
Ever... Would Hang on.
Anyways.
Would they have ever had the series Sopranos if it wasn't for The Godfather?
Absolutely not.
Of course they would have.
No.
James Gandolfini's got to be in something.
Foolish.
He's got to be in something.
If it wasn't for the Godfather trilogy... If it wasn't for the first Godfather movie, or the second for that matter, movies such as Goodfellas, Casino, TV shows like The Sopranos would have never graced your eyes. One of the best movies ever made. It won awards for Fisher Best Actor. It's won awards.
Did you get the soundbite for the wrap it up box?
No, the only one
the
I
Godfather
have.
The Godfather trilogy was
just start
an
playing
undeniable
the music.
Story of one man's goodness.
Just play the music.
Hey, come on.
I'm trying to speak here, but you guys are just jibber-jabbering over there. You're like an Italian household. No
right,
one gets
go
an
ahead.
Edgewise.
Go ahead.
The Godfather trilogy is just an undeniable trilogy of one man's goodness being corrupted over and over again. It's about his rise, his dominance, and then ultimately his fall.
Okay, Michael Corleone was corrupted fall. By the end of the first Godfather.
Correct.
Yeah, so it's
correct.
Not it's a trilogy isn't about his corruption. He's corrupted by the end of the first one.
Yes.
Yeah, you just said it's a trilogy about his corruption.
No, I said
no,
it's a trilogy about his rise, his dominance, and his undeniable fall. At
it's about
end.
Excessive it's violence and Italians.
The first two movies
about.
Were probably two of the best movies to be ever released in America cinema.
Oh,
the third one,
you're an idiot.
The third one, the third
hey,
one
hey,
was
right
not.
Out, right out with the personal insults, right out of
the third one was not good, but it is nowhere near as bad as everyone makes it out to be.
It was fucking
okay.
awful.
The third one was forced by the studios. Francis Ford Coppola didn't really want to do it, and he was forced to do it.
Or Mario Puzo wrote it, though. It was an entire
it's
thing
the same
that was written.
People.
Out.
The whole
force
issue, just like we'll get into that when we talk about Jurassic Park. But
okay, so what's your final score?
My final score for the Godfather trilogy is a 9.
A 9.
A 9.
Yeah. Fuck that score.
All right. That's
Francis. Do you have anything to add to the Godfather?
Hold on. I the third one. The third one was a fucking. It was abortion. A trial. It was an together. Abortion. It was all about Vinny, who was fucking, who's Sonny's kid, who no one gave a fuck about. Sonny was just some hothead prick in the first one who got killed. No one cared about Sonny's kid. No one cared about Mary, Michael's kid, in the third one. And then Mary and Michael, who are first cousins, by the way, by blood,
okay.
have a
That's
romance story
fine.
In the third installment of this amazing trilogy.
That's perfectly
Nobody
fine.
Think that's fucked up. I mean, I'm not Italian, but I mean, is that a normal thing in
but
Italian families that you just, like, fuck your cousins? Is that cool?
But in the end,
yes.
In the end, the Godfather trilogy was always about Michael Corleone.
Yeah, but the
it
third...
It was always about him. That's it. It was always about him. It was
the
about
third
his
one
rise. It was about his dominance.
Star Wars?
Of
it's
the
all
mob
about Vader?
Scene, and then it was about his fall.
The third one is not about Michael at all. It so focuses on Vinny, who is an embarrassing Italian stereotype at the beginning. I mean, I don't know how many Ooh. Times he says, hey, and just grabs his fucking dick, like in the beginning. It makes no sense why we should give a shit
I
about Vinny or Mary. And the most interesting character, Tom Hagen, Bobby Duvall's character, is
Bobby,
not
you know
in
him
it.
Like you guys are friends.
I
Bob,
did.
Huh?
In the third movie, Robert Duvall wasn't in the third
He's
movie.
Not in it at all. They you mentioned know, him. They mentioned him once as a throwaway line. Hold on.
Hold
on.
Yeah,
they mentioned him once in a throwaway line. Oh,
you do
I,
not interrupt me, sir.
I wish Tom had been around to see this. They show his son a couple times and his wife once, who they don't mention in any of the previous movies at all. He's a total throwaway. It's a bullshit thing that they wrote out Tom Hagen for the third
no,
movie.
No, the reason Robert Duvall was not in the movie and why Tom Hagen wasn't in the movie because Robert Duvall decided to be a douche and he was like, how dare you not pay me as much as Al Pacino?
Because the fucking
why.
Movie was insulting to him.
Yeah, it, that
no,
it's
he
not,
was going to be in it, but
it
he
was
wanted
insulting.
To be paid as much as Al Pacino. And they were like, no. And Francis Ford Coppola admitted that if Robert Duvall was in the movie, it would have been a much better movie. He was pissed that Robert Duvall wasn't
well,
in the movie.
Well, the movie was fucking sacrificed
he was looking
for
a
that.
Bailout.
And
I agree.
And I'm not going to give it an out that, like, oh, well, Robert Duvall didn't want to be in it, so I guess I'll give it a few points higher. Like, that he's the most interesting character in the entire trilogy, above Michael Corleone, which had the most ridiculous, like, dick-pinching final fall in the end. Where I'm sorry, this is full of spoilers. We should have told you that at the beginning. But
if
where
you
he,
haven't watched it by now, then fuck you.
He just falls out of his fucking wheelchair at the end. Like, nobody gives a fuck. Like,
but that was the whole point of the story. He was alone at the end. That
okay,
was it.
So he
that
made
was it. You were a good person to start with, and all of a sudden you decide to be a scumbag. Whatever, greed, whatever made you choose that path, because your father did it, whatever. Who knows why he chose to do it, but that was the whole point of the story. This guy decided to do all these things, and in the end, he was alone because of all the choices he made. His daughter died, all these people left,
yeah,
he was alone in a cabin, and he died.
They No,
alone.
No, he did not die in a cabin. I don't care what you read on Wiki, all right?
I'm not sure.
Oh! he jumped. They jumped from suddenly his daughter, who nobody gives a fuck about. He jumped from
he
his
gave
daughter
a fuck
being
about
killed.
Her.
Yeah, he gave a fuck about none of the
and
viewers
once again,
of the movie.
That was the point of the whole trilogy, Michael Corleone.
So we're supposed to give a fuck about who Michael Corleone gives a fuck
you're
about?
To give a fuck about Michael Corleone.
I do give a fuck about Michael Corleone. And
job
his
done,
ending
then.
In
Success.
The movie, his ending in the movie is him just falling out of a wheelchair on a goat farm all by himself. It was lame. The entire third movie was lame. I give the entire trilogy a fucking 6, okay?
Six.
The first was
That's
okay.
High.
The second was amazing, even though it was fucking 3 hours and 20 minutes. The third was a fucking abortion. So I'll give it a 6, and Susie, you haven't gone yet.
3 hours and 16 minutes too long is what it was.
So I come from an Italian household. You know, I was raised, you know, to be a, you know, not a stereotypical Italian. You have, you know, movies like The Godfather, shows like Sopranos, Goodfellas, and, you know, they all have the typical Italian stereotypes. But, you know, some of those stereotypes are probably accurate. There's mobsters in every nation, Irish, Russian, you know, the Third Street State. Third Street Saints, people like that.
You cannot act like a man!
Love the plug. Love the plug for Saints Row to Third. Yeah. Love
so
it.
But, you know, these are all offensive to Italians, but I do have some accuracies. But one show that completely upset me and was extremely offensive to Italians, I didn't see when I was a kid, but the Super Mario Brothers Super Show.
Oh,
extremely
bring that up in a Godfather
more,
conversation.
It is more offensive than any other show I have seen towards Italians.
Was
who was the guy
okay.
that played Super Mario?
So Francis, if
I
you,
it was the same guy in
from what
Roger Rabbit, I believe.
It wasn't Bob Hoskins. No, I mean, he's talking about
you,
the Super Mario
you
Super
have,
Show.
You have the Super Mario Super
the
Mario.
The show
is
was like an animated
around.
Show.
Okay, okay. What's your final score for Godfather?
Yes, Francis. As a person who has not watched the Godfather trilogy, based on what we have talked about in the past 15 minutes, what score? would you give The Godfather trilogy?
I really wasn't paying attention to anything you guys were saying.
Throw me an arbitrary number.
Moving
here.
On. 10.
A prime number.
A 10?
Because that's Italians.
Yeah, baby.
Anything
motherfucker.
Italians has to be awesome.
Fuck right. you.
Except, you should see The Godfather 3.
Fuck you.
But
Francis.
Yeah, Super Mario Bros. Super Show, racist.
All right, and now we're moving on to our next
too
trilogy.
Too much mustache. Way too much Italians.
Hold on. Hold on. Next trilogy.
From the hips. Okay.
Yeah, that is Spider-Man. You don't recognize him?
It's a Nickelback.
Nickelback's number one smash hit.
I've seen the first one and parts of the third one. No heaven,
this doesn't say Spider-Man whipping through the city to you.
Can we stop this? Thank you.
Yeah, I'm not going to put you
Thank
through
you.
Anymore.
Thank you.
All right, so Spider-Man, I'll just give my spiel right here. I don't have a lot to say about
Spider-Man.
Spiel
it up.
First one great, or first one good, second one great, third one... like Godfather awful. Kristen Dunst couldn't act her way out of a fucking paper bag. And Tobey Maguire, he wasn't smart ass enough for Spider-Man. Like, he didn't have any one-liners while he was fighting. Venom was in 2 seconds of the third movie, and Topher Grace was a horrific casting for Brock. The William Dafoe monologue in the first movie was awesome. The whole thing was negated by his silly ass costume. So, I have to give the Spider-Man trilogy, I'd give it a 7, because I have to score higher than The Godfather, because that movie stole so many hours of my life. All right, Joey D., what do you think about Spider-Man?
Mine's gonna
Sam
be quick
Raimi's
because
Spider-Man.
Yeah, mine's going to be quick, because it basically apes exactly what you just said. The first two had promise. This is my exact notes, that Tobey Maguire, bad cast from the start. Harry Osborn and Venom caricatures sealed the fate of that franchise. Dashed hopes of trilogy greatness. Forgettable because the third movie was such a failed attempt to appeal to hipsters and emos.
I'm sorry, I want to play the Nickelback soundtrack.
Squirt, don't do it.
Please don't.
The new Amazing Spider-Man movie
up,
further thrusts the Raimi offering into the bargain bin of trilogies.
Play him out.
Play me out.
Play it out.
I'm so sorry, Sam Raimi, that you fell into the sand trap at another third movie reference. Of making such a shitty third movie.
Dude, Thomas Hayden Church, I could not picture him anything but the dumb
such
fucking dude in Wings.
Such a dick.
That's all I could see the entire movie.
Such a dick face. Topher Grace sucked so much balls. James Franco,
awesome.
Awesome actor. Terrible Harry Osborn.
Yeah, bad
I love
cast.
James Franco.
Yeah.
But fucking awful.
Number?
They were just characters.
Let me get a number
I
here.
A six. I was very close to your review.
Okay. Susie?
All right.
That means we're really
I saw the first
really
one
smart.
In the theaters three times. Once with my friends,
which
once
one
with my
did you
sister,
see?
The first one in the theater three times. One with my friends, once with my sister, once with my dad. I thought it was a great movie. I really like it. I still watch it on TV if it comes on. I thought Sam Raimi did a good job. Basically because William Dafoe is the best part of that movie. There's no other reason why you'd watch that movie.
His costume was so silly, though.
It's wonderful. The rest two are terrible. So I give this a total of 3. 9 for the first one, 0 for the second one, divided by 3. Divided by 3 is 3.
So 3? You
yeah.
give it a 3? All right, and... Roger, what
I
do you got?
I got some quick hits to say about this.
I don't want
to
use that mic.
The Spider-Man trilogy, the first one was as good as it got. The first one had everything you would expect from a Spider-Man movie, nothing more. The second one kept the averages of the trilogy going, being saved by an excellent Doc Ock performance.
Alfred Molina did do a really good fucking job.
Exactly.
In the
that was the only thing that saved the second one.
Fuck
the third one was a travesty of epic proportions. They should be embarrassed that movie even exists
I'm
in cinema anywhere. They should light that movie on fire. Any proof, negatives, whatever, that movie existed should be sent into outer space and never heard of or thought of again. They completely botched Venom.
He was awful.
Who in the first place isn't that interesting of a villain to begin with.
He was thin.
There was no reason to have him in that movie. It was just to appease the fans. In one last word, the trilogy was crap. I give it a 1.
A 1?
Wow.
That's pretty
high.
Wow. Okay.
But
so
he gives The Godfather a 9?
That has its score. Okay. I wrote these out of order.
Can you kill Nickelback before
yeah,
I kill you?
Yeah, please.
I
just stabbed myself in the eyes.
No one wants to hear
you
Nickelback anymore.
Likes,
okay. And the next one, the next trilogy, we're also doing movies and video games. So
yes.
This is our first video game installment. So here's the first one.
A parting gift. Hell, a corpse, sir!
Oh, boy.
All clear. Anybody needs some sniper practice.
Yes, everybody needs some sniker practice.
Sniker?
Sniker, yeah.
Snikers?
Yeah, this is, yeah. I'm a few drinks deep.
Yeah, get on with it, fanboy. We know you're going to have a All right, whole lot to
I've
say
I've been going
about
first
Gears.
Every single time, so someone else go first this time.
I'll go.
Okay, Joe.
Gears of War. What can't be said about Gears of War? Cliffy B's thanking his lucky stars that they included chainsaw kills in Gears 1. If gore-happy gamers hadn't been fed that gem of a mechanic, Gears would have been relegated to the bargain bin before it made its first sequel. The game never should have been made in a multiplayer. Crap gameplay.
Baird, shut up.
Fuck you. Story was good until Dom's vagina became the focal point of 80% of the dialogue.
Dude, his wife.
Fuck that his guy. Wife. Fuck He's him and his wife. It was so fucking asinine. The whole movie, the whole game, I should say. The whole second game, he moped like a bitch. And the third game, he was just waiting for an opportunity to get fucking scrubbed by a grub. Compared nice. That shit to I compare
that
this
was good.
I actually compare this trilogy to the shit I took before this podcast. By the end of the second game, I already didn't give a shit what happened to Marcus or the cavalcade of new characters that they added in to make the turd smell better. It ended like the turd that it was, boring and uneventful, with no emotional satisfaction or badassery. Oh, your dad died, who gives a shit? He was already dead anyway, wasn't he?
Number.
The queen's dead. Let's who get cares? A whatever. Rape a grub. Shock me. Anyway, I give it a 4.
Four. All right. Susie, what do you think about Gears of War?
Gears of War 1, got it the first day it came out. Thought it was excellent. The first Gears of War, but definitely a 9. The multiplayer was fun. It was new. It wasn't. Rainbow Six came out at the same time. It wasn't exactly that. It gave a new flavor, a new type of gameplay. A lot of, they got win back with the type of cover system. But it was good. Gears of War 2, I wouldn't really call it 2. I call it like 1.1. It was just an improvement over the first one. Even Lisinski said it was just a cover system improvement.
Zing.
Most of the stuff's the same anyways. Gears of War 3. Horde mode was excellent. I played it a lot. I got bored of it, so, that was really the only reason to play that. I don't know if you want to include Judgment on this, but, let's look at Gears 3.1. The entire thing, Gears of War 1, definitely a 10. The 2 was definitely like a 1, but,
Final number 6. 6. All right, Roger, what about you?
I'm going to make this quick.
I hate Gears
of
War.
I'm not going to get in details with Gears of War. I can't say anything that no one else has said. I would give Gears of War as an action game, third-person action game. Gears of War did everything you would expect. Gears of War had action. Who needs a fucking story in a fucking video game? You're just out there to shoot fucking bad guys. So that's my basis for the rating.
Do you have any good Baird
action,
quotes?
So make it Vanquish.
Shoot fucking bad guys, point A to point B, blah, 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 sides. Who gives a fuck? It was never the focal point. The story was never the focal point of that game.
Make it
no
Vanquish.
No shit cared.
Did
give
you
it
have
an
emotional
as
investment?
A trilogy.
An 8?
Yes.
Okay. An 8? You just ripped it and you gave it an 8?
He said it doesn't matter.
Based on my basis system that it's an action game, third-person shooter, and all you did was kill bad guys. And for that, it gets an 8?
But right, what are you going to add in the story?
No, well, hold on. I'm going to pick up exactly where he left off. Every single iteration of the series was improved. They got better with every single iteration. It's not narration driven. Like that story, nobody gives a fuck about that story.
Thank
it's
you.
All gameplay driven. The story was lame. It was just a bunch of hard on guys. Like, yeah, let's kill the ugly fucking dudes who came out of the ground. Like nobody gives a fuck about that.
Sounds
but the
like
gameplay itself, the gameplay itself got better with every single iteration. The characters are just walking hard ons. But I enjoy the game. Every single iteration I played, I think got better. I give it a 7. Our next one is, it's quite a popular one. You guys will all probably know it.
88
miles per hour!
Nice. Yes, nice. We're all going to go 88 miles per hour, and we're going to do this one fucking quick, because we have to take a break. But I don't want to go first on this.
I'll go first.
All right.
Back to Future.
Of course you don't want to go first.
Trilogy.
You don't want to show your hand.
Back to Future Trilogy, 10. Next.
10. All right. 10. We had a 10 from Susie.
That's awesome. There's nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with the second
I
of that
agree.
Movie.
Fuck you.
Roger, next.
The Back to the Future trilogy, they were fun movies. I'll give it that. Besides being fun movies, I'm not sure what else you could say about them. Upon further research, I found out.
Upon further research.
Scientific research
is led me to believe.
Oh, boy.
From fans or whatever. Wikipedia page.
Or whatever.
Oh, boy. Here
the Back to the Future trilogy.
Wait, hold on. Have you seen all three Back to the Future?
I have.
Okay.
Not recently, but I have.
Go ahead, then.
At some point.
So, upon further research, Wikipedia page, I'm not going to lie. According to that page, the Back to the Future trilogy had 8 timelines, and each of them was as bland as the one before.
Whoa, eight
it.
Timelines. Name them.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Really? I didn't write them down.
There are eight?
I didn't write
Marty
them down.
McFly lives.
You did the
Wikipedia to thing.
I count
you did the
two.
Research.
Anyways.
Oh, seriously?
Was the research?
No, don't anyways blow me off. I want to know it? These eight timelines.
I don't know. The series went from 1885 to 2015.
Yeah, that's not eight timelines, fuckhole. That's a bunch of different times.
You want me
to
know? Every time he changed something, the timeline would be
recreated.
No, there's two timelines. There's the normal timeline, and then there's the alternate timeline from
two.
When
alternate 1985.
Yeah, there's alternate 1985. That's two. Yeah.
My talking time has been hijacked.
Yeah, okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Can I keep going?
Can speak now.
So, based on my research, there was eight timelines. People disagree, and that's a right to disagree with me. I don't really give a fuck because it's back
wrong.
To the fucking future. The trilogy was good, clean fun that never took any chances. I enjoyed the trilogy as a fun, average movie viewing experience. Each sequel was just pretty much a rewrapped version of the previous movie. The trilogy had no growth. It never stepped out of the box to bring something else to the table. I would give the Back to the Future trilogy a solid six.
You're totally wrong on that. Right, I'm going next.
No, do you want to go out with a bang or do you want to hear?
Let Joe go.
No, go for it. Go for it.
Okay.
Yeah, I know you're going to shit all over it, so you might as well
movie,
go for it.
This movie plot of traveling time in a failed vehicle is a metaphor.
How do you travel time?
They traveled through time in a failed
time
vehicle.
Time traveling?
DeLorean DMC was a failure. Traveled time.
That movie
a failed
made
vehicle.
That car.
That car was a failure because John DeLorean was hustling cocaine across the border to fund it because the government wouldn't help him.
Which has nothing to do with the movie trilogy.
It's a metaphor for the trilogy.
What? How?
Traveling time in a failed vehicle. It's a failed vehicle. The failed medium. It's a failed series.
It worked for Marty and Doc. They did everything they needed to do.
Hey.
Go back in time by watching a failure if you want to watch this trilogy. If
fuck
John DeLorean
you.
Wasn't dead already, he'd be pissed that his vehicle was used in such a way. It's a V8 piece of shit that couldn't even reach 88 miles an hour. So the premise of the movie was totally unrealistic. Flux capacitors can't make you go faster.
Hey.
Flux capacitors what enables traveling through time.
I'm infuriated at the choice in the third movie to go into the Old West because it was a fucking vanilla representation of the Old West.
Hey, did you know hoverboards don't work on water? Unless you've got power?
Yeah, fucking hoverboards don't really exist, Francis. Deadwood is the king of Old West representations. Back
Does
to Future
Deadwood
3,
really exist?
Back to the years after Back to the Future
3. Back to the Future 3 was a bad caricature of
the
Old West.
The Godfathers really exist?
Michael J. Fox
really
deserves
exist?
Parkinson's for that turd.
I'm pretty sure mobs actually exist in real life.
What?
No trilogy bad
I do have a godfather.
To,
and I'm a godfather
hey,
to two children.
Listen,
okay,
listen,
well, there you go.
There's no trilogy bad enough to compare it to, so Telltale Games had to make a trilogy of games bad enough to represent it.
It was actually six games.
Six games
six
of
episodes.
Shit.
Nobody calls me Mad Dog.
Nobody.
See, you got
Go.
Ya.
Nobody. I give it a five.
Five. You're
five
wrong.
Whole poops.
I'll write it down, but you're totally wrong.
Five whole poops.
All right, and the last and most correct statement on the trilogy. Marty McFly was the fucking epitome of cool when we were kids, all right? He had a fucking band. He played guitar.
An
he had
inflatable
a fucking
jacket.
Jean jacket. He rode a skateboard. He could ride a fucking hoverboard.
He got Parkinson's.
Lots of skitching.
No, Marty McFly did not get Parkinson's, okay? And
are
that,
you sure?
That movie made the DeLorean. Do you know any other movies that made cars? Like, when you see a car, do you instantly jump to any other movie?
Yeah,
so
Bullet.
That's your claim to fame.
McQueen made the Mustang, the Bullet.
So
no,
that's your
you,
claim
wrong.
To fame. This movie made a
no.
shitty automobile.
The reason why I say that's the best trilogy of all time, hold on, this is my turn, all right?
Hey, go
Fuck
ahead.
Off. Is because it was the most fun, cool movie of our generation, and the third is clearly not as bad as people say, all right? It was filmed at the exact same time as the second one, so it came out, what, like, I wish I'd Wikipedia'd this, like, months after the second one.
So what you're saying is they made a decent second movie, and then they made a shit sandwich for the third one.
No, the,
yes.
third, the
third
one is not nearly as bad as people give
so
it credit
for.
They
finished
movie.
The second one, and they were like, hey, let's just wrap this up.
What,
Rain,
what makes
Western.
The third movie bad? What makes the third movie bad?
The old
Are you
going to
call me out like that?
Yeah, I am calling you out
one,
like that.
I don't know.
What makes
remember,
it bad?
Because I didn't see it.
From what I remember, my analogy for the third Back
How about the square
movie
dancing?
Is saying it was just as bad as the third Ninja Turtle live-action movie.
Whoa, I love that movie.
Hold on. We cannot get outside the trilogy. Hold
yeah,
on. We
that
we
was awesome.
Listen,
the
I'm
list.
Admit.
We hold on. Before we get too
Ancient
carried away
wusses.
With this, all right. I'm gonna give.
Dude,
I'm gonna
yes.
give. I'm gonna give Back to the Future an obvious 10 because
Casey
it's clearly
Jones.
The best fucking trilogy we're gonna talk about.
Refreshment.
With
yes.
That, with that, we're continuing our trilogy conversation, and we've reached a new trilogy.
I'm already getting sick.
Mass erection.
All right, Susie's got a lot to say about this
I'm
trilogy,
really depressed
so
just hearing this.
I say we start with him.
Mass Effect 1, 10.
Fuck, I gotta write these down.
All right. BioWare, space opera. You were actually a character in the game. Your decisions affected things. There was loot drops. You got armor modifications. You know, you had to think about things like, oh, do I want Garrus to be, you know, since he's a sniper, I'll give him some massive damage. Since his shots are far apart, he'll do damage over time. Well, was it Rex? You know, Rex the. What was the species?
Krogan.
Jesus, how can I forget Krogan? I love the Krogan.
Ugh,
you know,
to your
you
lack
got the shotgun, go with the armor penetration, heavy armor. You know, you go light armor on the light armor with Garrus. It was a phenomenal game. You know, Mass Effect 2, you know, EA got a handle of it. They might have to market it towards Gears of War players, the Call of Duty kids. It's very unfortunate what happened to the series. I feel bad for the people at BioWare. That game, I had to stop playing it and then come back and play it to take a different approach with it. Oh. And Mass Effect 3 is an absolute atrocity. Shepard is taken out of your hands.
An abortion?
You no longer control him. You are no longer Shepard. You are watching Shepard. There's parts in the game where you just don't even... You don't even get to see what he says. He just says things
dancing
without
time,
you selecting it.
Bear.
You fight a Reaper, which is the equivalent of Captain Picard fighting a Borg cube.
Yeah, but not all Reapers
I'm
are
talking
the same.
About
Picard
Mass Effect.
Would fuck a Borg
I am talking
cube
about
up.
Mass Effect.
Forgive
Mass
me
Effect
for giving up facts.
Was brilliant genius. Mass Effect 2 was EA's destroying of the game, and Mass Effect 3 was EA's complete handling of the game, turning it into Gears of War. So some game... I don't have words
Gears
for how
effect.
Much I
so
hate
what number
it.
Do you
Gears
have for
Gears
the trilogy? What number would you sign the entire
Mass Effect
trilogy?
1 was a 10. The second one was a 7. The third one was definitely a 0. I didn't even finish it. I mean,
you didn't
the survival
even
mode,
it.
I could not take another survival mode. I could not. It was just bad. And the whole multiplayer, the whole, hey, you can buy stuff with real money. I mean, what the fuck? It's an EA cash cow. That's all it is. They turned that game into a fucking marketing piece.
Hey, tell
it was
us
no
how
longer
you really
for the fans.
Feel,
it was for EA's bottom line.
Well,
all right, so,
it is a, it
so
is
what's
a
the number
making.
You get for the
10,
entire trilogy?
7 and 0 divided by 3, 17 divided by 3. It's about a 5.5. 5.
Wow.
I need a whole number. 5?
5.
5. All right, we got a 5. All right, let's move to Roger. What do you give the Mass Effect
Never
trilogy?
Played it.
I'm going to... Thank you, Joey D. I'm going to be honest. I've never played a Mass Effect game. Nor do I plan to play
a
Mass Effect game. I'm hearing you guys talking about Mass Effect passionately, and it just doesn't resonate into me.
As we can see, Wiki forms your opinion. So what did Wiki say you should decide for Mass Effect?
What did Wiki say you should say about this?
By not playing it, I mean, I can't give it. I got to give it a 5. I'm going to give it a 5.
Thank you.
Middle of the road, just a 5.
Thank you.
All right, I guess I'll go next.
Yeah, because I want all the time I need.
All right,
how awesome this game is.
Okay, Mass Effect, there we go. Okay, now, I just got to say right off the bat, the movement to change the ending was fucking idiotic. It was embarrassing. And like, when an artist creates a work and the people who consume the artwork decide that they need to change it, that's incredibly arrogant. I mean, it's like me demanding that fucking J.D. Salinger change the end of Catcher in the Rye. It's fucking retarded.
I hated that book.
It
never read it.
Fuck you. Let's start that. But
I made
Mass
a book
Effect,
reference.
I think Mass Effect improved with any
intelligence.
Every iteration, your actions mattered, which was very interesting. It took what happened in the first...
Until you got the third one, nothing mattered. It
Fuck
just made
you,
a story
Francis.
For you.
Yeah, but how many single-player games
you
have
didn't
you
even
played...
Finish it.
Every single time I talk to somebody about who played that game, everyone had a different story about what happened in that game. How many single-player games have you played where that happened? Like, oh, my Garrus did this, or my...
The Witcher?
Wait, is The Witcher a trilogy? Is The Witcher a trilogy?
No.
Then why the fuck did we just bring it up in this conversation?
It has 2. It's on its way to 3, right?
It'll never reach 3.
And Dragon Age is also...
Either way, I really
Dragon
enjoyed...
Dragon Age is an abortion. Don't ever bring
Dragon
Age. Don't ever bring it up.
Hey,
the first one's good.
This is my turn, and I give Mass Effect an 8. I think Mass Effect is highly underrated.
Don't ever bring up Dragon Age.
I like Gears of War and cover-based shooters.
8-bit proof is better than Dragon Age. Fuck that game.
All right.
2 was an abortion.
Are you serious?
I'm going.
Go ahead.
I'm going. Before I do this review of the best trilogy to ever grace Xbox,
please.
Shot of dude
is,
vodka.
We are talking about Xbox, so like, you probably are accurate.
Ah, it's delicious. The most immersive trilogy experience ever. You'd lose your sanity if you can't remind yourself that it's not real life. People
of the spaceships and aliens.
Right. If you sat there and played it for long enough and you sit there trying to fucking mac these girls... I tried to smash.
Have you watched any of the Mac scenes? It's pretty bad.
Dude, I tried to smash Miranda. I tried to smash Liara.
She's a racist. She's a space racist.
Dude, I tried to smash the quarry in the first episode.
She's a spacist, if you will.
Dude, I smashed her in the second one. I tried in the third.
So this whole game is about sex simulation. There's a lot of Japanese games out there for you.
The whole game is really about which chick you want to smash. That's what it's about. Reapers, who gives a fuck? I'm going to get in these chick's pants. That's what it was about. Real life, fucky
so
simulator.
It was a sex simulator.
So
it was a dating simulator.
Did you fuck Tali? I fucked Tali.
Every day, every way.
Tali
in
was
both games.
Tali was the way to go. I agree.
Anyway, okay. Gripes with the ending stand as the most despicable, bitchy example of bitch-ass gamer bitching since the Earl of Bitch coined the phrase bitching in 1576, second only to the bitch-ass bitching that led Infinity War to bitch up the Model 1887 shotguns in Modern Warfare 2.
We're talking about
bitching,
Mass Effect.
Bitching ruins games, Francis. All you Mass Effect fans out there, one day I'm going to share a quick story
with
you.
What does this have to do with the trilogy?
I'm going to share a quick story. I went to GameStop.
Anything at all?
Nothing.
Fat bitch
I don't think
behind
so.
The counter bitched about Mass Effect. Bitched, and more bitched.
Listen,
I honestly, I was buying a game. I wanted to stab her in the neck with it before I paid.
What do you think of the transition from 1 to 2 to 3?
Francis, hold on. I compare Mass Effect to The Matrix. Some interesting, innovative gameplay.
So the third one was trash?
Some
so you agree with me.
Storyline, followed by a lot of action and a tragic hero. Very similar to how The Matrix played out. What was your question, Francis?
What do you think of the transition from 1 to 2 to 3?
I think EA should burn in hell for what they did to that series.
Thank you.
But I give it an 8.
Okay. Eight? Eight
That's
is your
fine.
Final
eight?
Number. All right, so we got a final number for that, and we're moving on to our next one, which is, as soon as I can stop this music.
Thank you. That was depressing me.
All right. The next movie trilogy, it's a movie, obviously, because I just said that. And, all right, let's let this intro us.
Your life is the sum of a remainder of an advanced equation inherent to the programming of
Roger's
the Matrix.
Favorite part of the Matrix.
Hold on, let me pause this. Let me just mention before we get started, the architect scene, just the architect monologue is 8.5 fucking minutes,
Deus
okay?
Ex.
But
it's
I cut that out. I cut that out just to get this. So let's just get this out of the way.
You are the eventuality of an anomaly which, despite my sincerest efforts, I have been unable to eliminate from what is otherwise.
Hold on. The architect's got some shit to say. And this is the most wordy part of the entire fucking trilogy. So let's give it to it.
There's a harmony of mathematical precision. While it remains a burden assiduously avoided, it is not unexpected. And
assiduously avoided.
Thus not beyond a measure of control, which has led you inexorably
here.
You haven't answered my question.
Great acting.
Thank you,
phenomenal
Neo.
Acting.
Thank you, Neo, for catching up on that. All right, I'm going to jump on this first because
Bring it on, Big Daddy Heisenberg.
First movie, the first movie was great. The second two were fucking action porn, and they were horrifically bad.
Awesome.
The first one had promises of like all this like religious metaphorical symbolism, all these biblical references. It looked like it was going to go somewhere. I see you making faces, but I'm not letting you talk yet because I'm not done yet.
No, fuck you.
I'm not done yet. The second and third were awful, and the architect scene was insulting. All right?
Insulting to what?
They're going to cram 8.5 minutes of information as to what the fuck's happening in the movie because
you couldn't figure it out.
It's poor storytelling. All right? They have 2 hours.
The Matrix for Dummies.
They have 2 hours to tell you how this movie's going to work, and they're like, you know what? No, we're gonna fill it with bullet time and fucking special effects. So then we're going to have
an Asian
scene.
Man.
That's what gets
around.
Asses in the seats.
Can I interject for 1 second?
No, you can't because it's not your turn, so fuck off.
Can't.
All right. So it's bad storytelling. And
Hijacker.
Before the end of the third movie, I was fucking tired of bullet time, okay? By the time that he hit Agent Smith in the face as his fist was cutting through the fucking raindrop.
That was awesome. That was epic.
That was retarded.
It was fucking
okay?
epic.
It was horrifically bad. And at the end of the movie, we learn what? That Neo was fucking Norton antivirus. And what does a truce mean with the machines? Because
Neo
we're
was
still,
Jesus.
We're still batteries for the machines, but apparently there's some sort of truce. And the Animatrix was so much better than 2 and 3. Okay,
Animatrix
so
was awesome.
I'll give the Matrix
Animatrix.
A fucking 4.
Animatrix
all right.
was awesome.
All right, but I can't include the Animatrix in this trilogy, so I give the entire trilogy a 4.
So let me take this pony anyway. For a ride now.
All right, let's give it to Roger. He's fucking rare.
To
you,
address
Roger.
Your architect scene, I think that's more of a reflection of what the Wachowski brothers thought.
Whoa, hold on.
Go back and repronounce that.
The one brothers?
Re-pronounce.
I'm not from Poland, so why don't you pronounce it?
Well, okay.
Wachowskis.
Okay.
Wachowskis.
Do you want me to pronounce it?
No, Wachowskis.
Do you want me to pronounce it? That's how I pronounce Wachowski brothers. I can pronounce Wachowski brothers. It's not that difficult.
Okay, Wachowski brothers.
Thank you.
Wachowski.
Thank you.
I believe it's more a reflection of the bros inclination to believe that the audience wasn't smart enough to understand the movie. But
they weren't.
Didn't. That's a pretty heady movie. That scene in number two was completely unnecessary. It was an insult to everyone's intelligence. Everyone who saw that movie and saw that scene should have just walked out and been like, are you kidding me?
So you know what was going on without them explaining that?
I had an idea what was going on. I didn't need an 8-minute monologue about anomalies and shit like that.
You did not know that that had happened several hundred times before.
That didn't add anything to the story for me, though.
It was about the illusion of free will.
It was not necessary.
No, Roger knew that because
and you were saying there were no religious undertones in the second and third movies. It's foolish. The whole third movie was about Neo
the illusion
being a
of free will.
That's being a Christ-like figure.
Yeah, that was the whole point of the third movie. He sacrificed himself for the good of the people.
Yes,
just like Jesus Christ.
He was
did.
Norton antivirus.
He sacrificed himself so that he could be reborn later.
It was like
Norton
an analogy.
Is Jesus.
It wasn't. It was metaphorical. Okay,
it was very metaphorical.
Pretty much, he was the way the machines carried him out at the end of the third movie was crucifix style. His arm was. I cannot believe that you said that there were no religious undertones.
Not as many as the first one.
Are you kidding me?
It was action porn.
Shut up. Stab yourself with that pen.
The second one was action porn. The final scene with all the Agent Smiths and the third one, action porn.
But that was awesome as shit.
A clear religious undertone in the third movie.
Yeah, when they say don't go on the highway, that's so religious.
Well, let's point out dialogue that doesn't.
That was the second movie.
Don't go on the highway.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, good call.
Shut up,
Heisenberg. Anyways, the end of the third movie had the machines carrying Neo.
You're
going to
regret
Neo
wearing that fedora.
And like one of the end scenes was the Oracle talking to the Sadie girl saying, do you think we'll see Neo again? We may see him again one day. Who's forever fucking Lations, man? Come on.
If someone buys this franchise, we may
Come
see him
on.
Again.
I agree.
Are you kidding me?
I agree with him.
If they'd cast Come Christopher on. Walken
okay, so let's
in
get
one
a number
of
the
roles.
Let's get a number for
if
the
I
trilogy.
I had to give it
a
I would say the first one blew all expectations out of the water. The first one was a clear 10. If I could give it a 15, I'd give it a 15. The first one took the second and the third one on shoulders and brought them up to a level that they wouldn't have been on by themselves. I would give the major trilogy an 8.
An 8.
An 8. Really? Just because right. you don't like it?
Yeah,
oh,
you're in
no
control
religious
of the soundboard.
No, because I'm in control
movie.
Of the soundboard.
Not
so
at
fuck
all.
You.
Exactly.
Foolish, Heisenberg.
Susie?
Go make some blue
well,
sky.
Well, 8? You said 8?
Right. He is the boss.
Susie?
I enjoyed the first one. I enjoyed the second one. The third wasn't that great. I'm a big fan of martial arts action movies, such as Enter the Dragon, Flashpoint, Killzone, and other movies.
And what do those have to do with The Matrix?
Killzone the movie?
Killzone, yes. Donnie Yen. Samuel
what did those have to do with The Matrix with at all?
Well, they're action martial arts movies. The
Were there somebody plugged
well,
into
Keanu,
The Matrix?
Keanu Reeves and I forget the Lawrence Fishburne spent a lot of time training in martial arts the like 6 months.
Lawrence Fishburne is a very rich man. I guarantee you he's trained in a lot of things.
And I'm a computer guy. There's lots of computer references in that movie.
Yes, and daughters who have sex on film.
So I thought the first one was excellent. The second one was excellent as well. The big burly brawl, the whole highway scene was just phenomenal. I mean, they built their own highway to film that. It was phenomenal. The third one I didn't like too much. There was too much drama. Too much story, stuff like that. So it wasn't that great. The third one is definitely like a 5 or a 6, but total out of all, it's got to be an 8.
An 8.
And the third one really
wow,
brings it down.
I agree with your decision.
Yeah.
Right. I said it was a very underappreciated trilogy. The second movie suffered from attempts to blaze the special effects trails, like Bullet Time did in the first movie. A big example would be the Gumby Neo versus the 1,000 Gumby Smiths in the second movie, which was ridiculous. Lost a lot of fans between the amazing first movie and the solidly good third movie, which was a very good action movie. I liked it a lot. Saving graces of the trilogy, Monica Bellucci in latex. Very nice.
Wait, when was Monica Bellucci in latex?
Are you kidding me?
Vengeance girlfriend.
Are you even
I knew he was a Merovingian's girlfriend.
She was
when
the
did he, hold on, hold on. Before you guys
whoa,
rape my
whoa,
ass.
Whoa, 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 everyone calm
whoa,
down.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. When did she put on latex? I don't
the
remember
the second
that
movie when you first introduced to her, you can see her nipples.
His
amazing
argument's based off Wikipedia.
Monica Bellucci, yeah. Best thing to come out of Italy since pasta.
I know she was.
Whoa.
I know she was the Merovingian's girlfriend, but I don't remember her in latex.
Yeah,
there was no religious
like
undertones in the second
and
third movie.
It was amazing.
Did you even see the second and third movie?
All right, we'll post that as a picture on our Facebook page.
Okay.
So everyone knows.
Oh, my God.
Third movie was a return to what made the first movie great. Solid action and tragic heroism. What made the trilogy great was watching Neo's rise and seeing him through his suffering and struggles until he finally made this ultimate sacrifice.
Struggle
I would compare The Matrix to the Bible.
Pretty
right. Matrix would have made a much sweeter religion than Christianity.
Aside,
though.
The Bible was a shitty trilogy.
Yeah, the Matrix would have been much better.
Aside, real quick.
Roger, go ahead.
In all great trilogies, what you just said about The Matrix is the common theme. Arise, dominance, and then either you sacrifice yourself, you have a fall. All of
Wow, amazing 10.
I gave it an 8, just like Francis.
All right, Corey,
an 8. I'm very reasonable about this.
Corey, honestly, did you see all three?
Yeah. I saw all three in the theater.
Did you see them after that? The second two and three were really fucking disappointing.
Did you see?
The second one was awful. Right. I'll admit that. But the third one was great. It made up for it. It was a stumble.
The scene when the machines carry him out like Jesus was fucking laughable.
It wasn't laughable.
Oh, so now you admit
he's a tragic
the religious
hero.
Imagery was there.
I suppose Socrates
him out
was
like
laughable.
Jesus.
Oh, the first one was more religiously undertoned than the second and third one.
No, but it was more subtle. It was more subtle than the, hey, you know who's Jesus? Beep. Neo.
Yeah, he was Jesus. Don't you get that?
No, he was Norton Antivirus.
It was a direct religious reference, and that's all it was.
It was pathetic.
Norton Antivirus
pack it up.
Stops viruses.
Pack it up. Let's move on to the next one, all right? It was a great major.
He was more McAfee.
He was more of an administrator. He could do what he wanted.
Okay.
McAfee Antivirus.
All right, so moving on. That one has a score. All right, so now we're moving on.
Dark Knight.
Back to video games.
Boom. Bring it.
A little Uncharted.
Yeah.
Uncharted.
You guessed it first. You go first.
Good. I will go first.
Contribution.
I'm probably the only person here that played all three games.
I played two and three.
Sony's last great video game series. You heard it first. Right
what?
Here.
Heard
you
it.
Heard it.
Last great video game
series? Yeah, this is last. I guarantee you it's the last great series that they will foster.
Did you play Killzone?
Francis, fuck Killzone. One-dimensional. It was Halo 1 all through all three games.
Let's not stray from topic.
Whoa. Tangent.
We're on
high action, great voice acting, state-of-the-art in video cinematography. State-of-the-art. Naughty Dog made a great story, solid gameplay, and too bad they didn't make video game systems because they might be more successful than Sony PlayStation. For all the great story and cinematography, the actual video game itself, a little bit lacking. Felt like you were playing a movie sometimes. You press the forward stick, and you just kind of go through it.
Dude.
Even more so than Metal Gear Solid 4.
You'll go next.
Play
Hold
Metal
on.
Gear Solid 4. Sometimes it was like you were just holding the stick forward and tapping X the entire game. It took a little more skill than that. All right? Uncharted, decent game. Gave it an 8. I like the story. Third game, it was just a co-op bitch fest. Is their attempt to make a co-op game? Fucking
can I go?
Nonsense.
Hold on.
Go, Francis.
Whoa. Give us a score.
Give it an 8.
Give it an 8. Okay.
Give it an 8. Good game.
All right. Susie?
Francis?
Go. I'm going to do this real quick. I didn't play the first one. Second one was excellent. 10. Third one was just a repeat of the second one. So
two tens and a zero?
I give it about
a
6. But Killzone? Like Halo?
What? No!
Are you insane?
That's for another podcast.
That's a trilogy for another day.
Are you insane?
I'm going to take the reins
on
this beast.
Wait. So, Susie, what was your final number?
Like a 6.
All right.
Wait, like a 6 or a 6?
Let's hear from the guy who hasn't played any
I'm
going to
take the reins on it.
This should be interesting.
My only point about
Let's
the
go.
Uncharted trilogy is this. If you're going to advertise a game constantly about being like a movie, you should have just made a fucking movie.
I liked Heavy Rain. Heavy Rain
Listen,
emotionally touched me.
The whole ad campaign was like, this is like a movie. All right, I'll go fucking watch a movie if I want to see a movie. I won't go play a video game. I haven't played it, so just like Mass Effect, I'm going to give it a 5. Neutral number, it's a 5.
5? Okay. That's fair
hot.
If you haven't seen it. All right, well, it's my turn. All right, I think the first one was good. It had a lot of potential. Second one completely fulfilled that potential. Third one was good, but it just fell into the...
I just showed my ball to Roger.
Not as good as the second one. The writing and voice acting in Uncharted is some of the best you've fucking seen in a video game in this generation. And so watch a movie. Why not play a movie if you can watch a movie, right?
Just watch a drama.
Why would I want to play a movie?
I don't know. Why would you wiki a game instead of playing it?
Why would you say something stupid like that?
You know what? I'm going to...
beer. I almost spit beer all over the mixer.
You know what I'm not going to do? I'm not going to argue with a guy who never fucking played any of the games.
Oh, that's where we're going? We're going down that road?
Yeah, so
okay.
Fuck you.
Okay.
Nolan North was amazing as his voice acting.
Do you want to jack him off?
I would.
Okay,
because
you know why?
He's more respectable than you because you've never played any of the games.
Oh,
because
I haven't gone treasure hunting?
Can I finish my segment?
I wikied that.
Can I finish my segment?
Yeah.
Can I?
Good job.
Yeah,
you gonna keep talking about
the
wiki? Can I finish?
The floor is yours, Heisenberg.
All right. The voice acting was amazing. The writing was fantastic. He completely portrayed the Malcolm Reynolds role from Firefly, and Uncharted 2 was the reason I bought a PS3. I thought the Uncharted series was great. It peaked at 2, unfortunately. So I would give the entire series a 7. Now on to the next trilogy topic, and this one's
trilogical.
This one is a movie trilogy.
Holy goofa! Holy nuclear time bombs! Holy over 80! Holy roller coaster!
It's like 2.5 minutes of bat or
bad jokes.
Robin
doesn't have anything to do with Nolan's Batman, though.
Has
make a note.
Do,
hold on, hold on. Hold,
to do with
dude, some of them are pretty good.
Holy icicles. Holy can openers. Holy corn cobs.
We're not going to have time for that.
Holy dragsters, indeed. All right.
Holy shit, Robin.
And we actually have a Batman aficionado in
fanatic.
The house, I think.
I wouldn't call myself an aficionado.
Fan addict.
You knew exactly who we were. Okay, so how many Batman comic books would you say that you own right now?
700.
I would say
all except the first.
I would say
appearance.
Plus 500.
So you've read over plus 500 comic books? Or
no, you
comics.
Asked how many you
yes.
owned.
Oh, good for you.
All right, so why don't you tell us your
awesome.
Opinion of Nolan's Batman trilogy. Let's hear it.
I am extremely biased. I'm willing. Go
shouldn't,
ahead, Francis.
Shouldn't he go last?
No, he should go whenever he wants
no,
to go.
No.
Okay.
I say since he's got such a hard-on for Batman, I say he goes first
so since this
and
is
last.
And he can also retort to our. Okay.
Sure.
Yeah, great.
Yeah.
Okay.
So once again, I will admit that I'm extremely biased on this topic at
extremely.
Hand. Extremely.
Extremely.
So I figured I'm just going to quickly start with things that the Nolan Batman trilogy didn't force you to do.
What?
Like have sex with children? Like where are you going to go with this?
Rape a baby.
The Nolan Batman trilogy didn't force
didn't
you to
believe. Didn't make me eat lasagna.
I'm sorry. I forgot who was talking right now.
Do you
now.
Have the Inception soundtrack?
I'm sorry.
I wish
right
I did.
Can I continue?
Mr. Nolan, please, right, go ahead. Right, the floor right. is to you.
Tell me
you
what Batman didn't
the
make
Nolan
me do.
Batman trilogy didn't force you
do drugs.
To believe that Michael Keaton was a convincible Batman.
The original Batman movie was excellent.
It didn't force
Michael
you.
Keaton was a convincible Batman.
It didn't force
well,
you
convincible's
to watch.
Not a word.
It's a word. Yeah, I know.
It sold more tickets than the current Batman movies.
Go ahead. Convincing Batman.
To watch movies where 75% of the villains were portrayed as garbage wrapped in used condoms.
Jack Nicholson
was
a fantastic
ridiculous.
Joker.
Jack Nicholson was an awesome Joker. He was almost as good as Heath Ledger.
It didn't force
I
you to believe George Clooney was an acceptable Batman.
Well, that was terrible, obviously.
It didn't force you to watch a subpar.
At least Clooney's Batman had nipples.
Because that was the only option available.
Well,
the Nolan Batman trilogy gave you the most realistic interpretation of Batman to date. I would put it in the top 5 Batman stories of any medium. It gave you, like, the common theme in any trilogy.
It's thrown down
that
the
makes
notes.
It good, is that there's a rise.
Freeballing it.
There's some sort of display of dominance, and then there's the sacrifice, the fall, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, but he didn't die, though, so it's
are you talking about the Matrix?
Religious undertones?
Yeah, he didn't die. Yeah, he's still alive.
The first one was pretty much a 101 class on who Batman is, why he is who he is. Ra's al Ghul was a fantastic villain. Liam Neeson knocked it out of the park.
Liam Neeson does everything well.
Agreed.
Knocked it out of the park.
Can't argue that.
The second movie.
We're going to take Batman.
This is where controversy comes in, because I think the third movie was better than the second movie. I think if you took the Joker out of the second movie would not nearly be as good as it
well,
was.
Well, hold on. Can I interject for a second?
Yeah, go ahead.
Can you hold it? Can you hold it against a movie for an actor knocking it out of the park? Because
no,
Heath Ledger
no,
obviously
not at all.
But you said any scene without the Joker is bad.
If you took the Joker out of the second Batman movie, it would not have been.
But
as
that
good.
Doesn't make it a bad movie.
No,
you can't
I,
hold it against the movie for
I'm
the
just,
actor knocking it
I,
out of the park.
Okay, I understand what you're saying and I agree. But my point is, if you took Bane out of the third movie and just replaced him with any Bond villain,
oh,
the third
so
one would just be just
yeah,
as
so
good.
You don't
and
I'd
understand what
Bane.
Everyone in the scene is saying
with Bane.
Too.
That's
oh,
fine.
So you don't like
Bane
Bane's character?
I understood everything you're saying. And on the topic of Bane, I think the portrayal of Bane in the third Batman movie, Dark Knight Rises, was the most accurate. The most. I don't
well,
know,
perhaps you're not a fan of Tom Hardy then.
The portrayal of Bane in Dark Knight Rises was the greatest portrayal of Bane in any medium, comic books, whatever.
Who does he get to compete with?
I was curious which would break first, your spirit
Chuck
or your
Dixon.
Podcast?
He has to compete with Chuck
Mexican
Dixon's
luchador.
Creation. The creator of Bane, Chuck Dixon, created Bane, and I think the Bane in the movie made the Bane in the comic books look like a fool. I believe
yep.
the Bane in the movie was the best interpretation of Bane in any medium.
All right, so we'll come back to you for a number. I'm not
That's
gonna
fine.
Give you. I'm not gonna make you
That's
throw
fine.
Out an arbitrary number yet.
You're taking
Proceed.
Too goddamn long.
Proceed.
So, JD, what do you think about
as
Batman?
As much as
Phillips?
I'd love to fuck on Roger's interpretation of Batman all night long, it was a truly superb trilogy. If Brooklyn Decker and Cade Upton's DNA were spliced with a Tyrannosaurus Rex, the creature that was created would be not unlike a sexy, awesome Godzilla. That much like Nolan's Batman's would stomp the shit out of all of the contenders.
That's pretty roundabout.
Yeah. I'd compare it to Mass Effect. Epic in scale, superb in execution, and so finely done that some fans can't / won't accept the ending. I give it a 10. As the Spanish would say, diez.
All right, a 10. All right, I'll go. I think that the Dark Knight trilogy, I think it peaked at 2. That's just my personal preference.
You.
Hey, no one's fucking asking you.
I'm sorry. It came out. I wasn't thinking.
All right. Clearly, I think Heath Ledger's interpretation of the Joker was the best Batman villain. Maybe that's just my personal preference. I like Joker as a villain better than I
Nicholson.
Like Bane. No,
Mark
no,
not at all.
He
not
was
all.
He was
Mark
better
Hamill.
Than Nicholson.
Heath Ledger made
Nicholson.
Nicholson.
I Hamill like a fool.
I think he was. Mark Hamill does a better voice.
Nicholson lived longer.
But either way, Nicholson.
Poor taste. Poor taste.
That is rude.
No,
sir.
Too soon? Too soon?
Not
sorry.
Too soon, but poor taste.
No. There you go. But either way, I think it peaked at 2. I could not understand a fucking thing Bane said if he said more than 10 words. It sounded like he was snorkeling the entire fucking
well,
movie.
Well, maybe that's because you weren't listening to what he was saying.
Just like Batman, if he says an entire sentence, it sounds ridiculous. Like, Batman's voice, like, if he says one or two words, it sounds fine. But if he ever says, like, I'm not wearing hockey pads, it sounds ridiculous.
You have to add in the slight amount of lisp his Welsh accent brings.
I love the Scarecrow's appearance in all three movies. I have nothing bad to say
about the
Gary
Oldman
trilogy. But I have nothing bad to say about the trilogy, but I would not put it up there as one of the best trilogies of all time. I would give it an 8, personally. And who hasn't gone yet? Susie hasn't gone yet.
Francis, give us your opinion.
So, the first Batman movie was
more
excellent.
Snorkel.
It had the whole montage.
More snorkel, eh?
Him becoming a better martial artist, him learning his skills as a fighter, hand-to-hand combat, which is one of the most important things to Batman. That's how he defends himself. That's how he fights crime. Also, the
appreciate
rest of
Francis.
The rest of the movie, it was a detective film. What's going on? Who's doing what? Was Liam Neeson really Ra's al Ghul, or was he was not? Did Ra's al Ghul really die? You don't know. It's a mystery. It's a detective movie.
He tried
movie.
To take Batman.
Yes, exactly. So the first movie was excellent. It was Batman being Batman. The second movie, also excellent. It was more of Batman being Batman. High-flying acrobatics, martial arts, detective skills, figuring out what the problem is, figuring out the bad guy, and outsmarting them. Sorry. The third movie was not Batman being Batman. When that movie gets released onto TV, it's going to come out on Lifetime. Because it was a drama about Bane's life and then Talia al Ghul's life. And you know what? I didn't go into that theater wanting to hear Bane whine on about what his problem was, Talia al Ghul going on about what her problems were. I want to see Batman kick somebody's ass, and I want to see Anne Hathaway in a tight suit. Okay.
So maybe if you just
I did suit? For like 15 minutes.
Maybe if you
Batman
stayed to the end
ass?
Of the
I
movie, you would
Batman
have seen
his ass, and I saw his terrible fight. I'm going to give credit to Christopher Nolan. The fight with no music was brilliant. I loved that part. That was my favorite part of the movie. No sound, just Bane beating the hell out of him, but it wasn't very hard because they put Christian Bale in a super tight suit that he couldn't even move in to even fight back. They didn't give him any training. It wasn't really Batman in that movie. Batman really wasn't even in that movie. If you want a good Batman movie, you should watch Sherlock Holmes because that had detective work, hand-to-hand combat, and mystery. It was better than the third Bane. I mean, the third Bane because, you know, Batman really wasn't even in it.
You shouldn't speak
negatively
about
the first two were 10s. The third one's about a 5 because I wanted to leave the theater. All
right, so what's your final score?
What's 10 plus 10 is 25 divided by 3 is 7. It's about a 7.5, 8.
I'll give it an 8.
Round
up?
I
wouldn't
eight.
Say math.
Ninjas
were
the first one.
So all
right, so Batman aficionado, you know, it's
so
it's,
basically
it's
we
back
have
to you. Hold on. I didn't totally dish it back to you.
Okay.
Kick your fucking ass! I'm
Oi.
Off the fucking set, you prick!
Do not understand what this movie's all about here. It's about Batman as a person, experiencing life and going
from Terminator, Francis. Don't
that's
get crazy.
That's pretty much
how would you like
it
if I walked through your fucking lights, huh?
I haven't dished it off to you yet.
Dish it then, baby.
Do you want me to fucking trash him? Then why are you trashing?
All right, that rant goes on for like 3.5 minutes.
We are done professionally.
All right, go ahead.
So I have Susie here trying to tell me that Batman's a one-dimensional character.
I do not say that at all. That is incorrect.
I have Corey telling me that you couldn't understand a word Bane was saying in the third movie.
Only when he said more than 5 words.
I understood everything Bane was saying
that.
In the movie. the third movie wasn't about Batman kicking ass. It wasn't about Batman.
Yeah. Why was it called Batman the Dark Knight? It
should be called Dark Knight Rises.
This is my life, and I get shot in the end. It's the shittiest way I could go.
Did I interrupt you when you were talking? I didn't.
You're making up facts. All right, let's let him finish.
Thank you. The third Batman was pretty much Batman's swan song or Bruce Wayne's swan song, whatever
swan
you want to
song.
He didn't die at the end.
That's fine.
He did not die.
Let's not get into that.
It was a realistic approach to Batman. If a real man became Batman, just think of the toll that would take on a man, and you're telling me that that was not an accurate portrayal of a man who was Batman for years of his life at the third one.
He did 10 push-ups and he recovered from a fucking broken
spine.
He
was in the prison for 84 fucking days.
84 days.
He took a break from being Batman.
Would you have preferred that the third Batman movie showed you every one of those days of his training regiment to recover from a back dislocation?
I had a herniated disc for the last 10 years. There's no way I could climb up that fucking thing.
How did they fix his back?
They have a hell of a physical therapy.
They punched it back into him.
Listen. So you're okay. This is my point. This is the only thing.
Spoiler warning, by the way. I'm sorry.
This is the only thing I'm going to touch on. My interpretation of the ending. You're willing to not believe that Batman's back recovered in 84 days, but you're willing to believe that Batman survived a nuclear blast.
No,
that's what you're saying.
Nuclear?
No.
Are you saying nuclear?
He ejected.
Did you say nuclear?
I give Batman a 10.
Of course you do.
Did you say nuclear?
10.
Or nuclear.
Can I just interject?
Thank you.
Can I just
no,
interject here real
I got
quick?
A 10. It's over.
It's
We're
over.
On
the discussion
the
is over, Francis. It's a 10. That's two 10s.
Okay. All right, we do have two more movies to get through, so we should probably move to them. The next trilogy is it's not a movie trilogy. We're going back to video games.
Here I was about to execute this poor bastard like some dime store angel of
death. Here comes a fucking overabundance
of drama.
Hey.
They were correct.
Hey, you know what? Let the man say his fucking piece, all right?
I wouldn't know right from wrong if one of them was helping the poor and the other was banging my sister.
How could you discount?
I sacked myself with a microphone.
Yeah, good job. Joey D at the helm. So the pony's ready to be rode. I'm going to ride it.
Go ahead.
I'm going to shoot from the hips.
Hold on. Full disclosure. How many of the Max Payne trilogy games
I was about to fully disclose my Max Payne knowledge.
Disclose
none.
Okay. I have
none.
Not played any of the Max Payne games.
You've played the third one.
Fully. I played like two missions of the third
Disregard
one.
Disregard everything you're about to hear.
I would never be able to deal with Max Payne on a hangout level. This is what I'm basing my
score
on.
No one's asking
on.
To hang out
this
with Max
no,
Payne.
No, listen. If I wanted to hear to some like Bright Eyes type fucking emo monologue about a man's life and how depressed he is and how much alcohol he wants to drink to make his life feel better.
Sounds like The Dark Knight.
I don't give a fuck. Yeah, because Bruce Wayne drank. Anyways, let's
first
check yourself
did.
At the door,
He
buddy.
Did too.
So anyways.
Wow, he's getting
like,
serious.
Like I have I have done with all the video games so far besides Gears of War. I'm going to give it a 5 because I haven't played it and that's a neutral score.
That's
5.
Fair. That's
good work.
Fair.
And tell Max Payne to
totally
shut the fuck up about
opinion.
His emo fucking monologue bullshit. All
right,
blah,
blah,
blah.
That's fair. No one wants to hear any more from you.
Yep.
Joey D?
Done talking. It's so infuriating. The first game had a dark, gritty feel. The second game had a dark, gritty feel. The third game had favelas and cruise ships and dance parties and all kinds of crap that the first two didn't. It tried too hard to have deep, stylized bullshit like, oh, these little flashy words coming up, popping up while I'm trying to play. It should have killed him in the end. At least it would have had the tragic hero thing going for it. And despite attempts to link the third game to the trilogy proper, with flashbacks of old man Max in New York.
Which is excellent.
It could have been called Slow Motion-y Guy Kills Everyone Around Him While Shooting Shit Part 6.
Well, it doesn't happen.
It wouldn't have mattered. It had no continuity to
the
other
first
series.
Five.
Good trilogy show continuity. It was little to none except bullet time and voice acting.
Right,
I give it a 5.
5. That's 2 5s in a
five
row.
5 dicks in the mouth of Max Payne's.
Go ahead, Susie.
If I could give Max Payne 100 out of 10, I would do that.
Fuck
Max
you.
Payne was excellent.
Fuck you, Francis.
So you're giving it a 10, I assume.
Max
yeah,
Payne
let's,
to the
I'm
Max
just going
to
counter argument.
I'm just going to write down the 10. You go ahead and say
I'm just
going to
counter argument, Joe. You know, the worst flash on the screen. You know, when you're drunk, do you pick up everything somebody says or do you just pick up keywords?
I'm drunk right now. I pick up everything you just said.
No, you didn't. You picked up my keywords.
You said, do you pick up everything or do you pick up keywords? I picked up everything.
Well, then you might not
picked
be
it up when
yeah.
you put it
Listen,
down.
You weren't pulled over, okay? No one's asking
are
you
also,
exactly
are you also on painkillers? No,
yes,
you're not.
I've been,
so you wouldn't know.
Dude, I've eaten like 65 bear extra strength in the last 3 days. My back is killing me.
Okay, well, you know, that's what the part of the game
I'm
is.
I'm not supposed to have more than three alcoholic drinks in a day.
And bullet time is for your benefit. Because Max Payne is a marksman.
I saw Joe just jump around my refrigerator
Look,
all
listen,
slow motion
listen.
And shit.
Okay,
shit,
the first two games, I played those a ton of times.
Talk me off a ledge.
The comic books, the story, driven, excellent, great gameplay, difficult, you can take a few shots. Third one enhanced upon that. I'm glad they didn't make it easy for like the kiddies. The story was great. You know, the whole part with the boats, that one boat scene. You're in your
freshman.
Boat.
Freshman.
You go
Thank
off.
You.
You go off the house. Slow motion shooting people. I mean, that game is.
That was fucking.
It was
awesome.
Phenomenal.
All you've got is
and
the
whole
jump.
Jersey recreation of the old Max Payne. I mean, the game is awesome. 10. I don't know how you don't like it.
All right.
It's easy.
It
it's called.
It's
hey, called.
My turn, Cocksmoker.
It's called.
What's it called?
Standards.
No. Oh. What would All you right. get Call of Duty?
Listen, hold
Fuck
on, hold on.
No,
no, no, no, no, before we get Saul sidetracked,
oh!
It's my fucking turn, shit sticks. All right,
go.
Listen, I loved all three when they came out. Every single year when they came out, Max Payne 1, when it came out in fucking 2001.
I don't even know the name of Max Payne 2.
The Fall of Max Payne?
You just you told him before I could even...
No,
could
I
even
knew answer. That. Fuck off.
Yeah. Fuck ye.
Either way, all three were great. When they came out, they were amazing. The only reason the first two were different than the third one is because... It was 9 years later when the third one came out, so they had to. They couldn't exactly do the graphic novel thing. That would have been a cop-out. But either way, the way they did the narration, that was like a step up. That was a new level in storytelling. It was fucking fantastic. And to revisit a franchise 9 years after it's been completely inactive and still make it relevant is fucking fantastic. I thought the Max Payne series was...
Don't do it.
I thought the Max Payne series was great. I have nothing negative to say about it.
Thank you.
And even the multiplayer in Max Payne 3 was decent. It was not a complete tag
right.
on like BioShock. I would give it a 9.
Thank you.
All like right. Gears of War 1, you mean?
I didn't give Gears
well,
of
Well, Gears
War
of War 1 had good multiplayer.
The
tag on
multiplayer
on
mode
that.
Like Gears of War 1.
No, that game was made for multiplayer.
Okay.
Hey, all well, right. Well, either way, we've moved on to our very last trilogy.
Hold on to your butt.
Hold on to your fucking butts, because we're on Jurassic Park. And
Ew.
I would like to know what Susie has to say
can
about Jurassic Park.
Can dinosaurs
trilogy.
Get cancer from smoking?
Can dinosaurs
Where the
get
fuck
the AIDS?
Did that come
yeah,
from?
Well, it's
smoking
smoke.
Butts.
Well, if you're
he
smoking.
Said, hold on to your butts, shit stick.
Sorry.
I'm getting aggressive.
I've only seen
yeah,
the first one,
mad.
And
get
I liked
mad,
it. And when I was a kid, and I liked it. I also read the book. The book was a lot better. I have to give the movie.
Michael Crichton.
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 Crichton's dead as fuck. That's what you should
I'd
know.
Have to give it a I haven't seen I can't really give it a score. I'll give it a 7 or an 8. Let's just go with a 7.
I need a number.
I heard the second one wasn't that good, so 7.
7. Okay.
Neither
Roger.
Neither was the first
Jurassic Park trilogy.
What can be said about the Jurassic Park trilogy?
What can be said about
yeah,
the Jurassic
pretty
Park?
Pretty much.
What
there were dinosaurs and not much else.
Jurassic
the plot development
Park.
Was awful. Only equaled by laughable acting.
Well,
the appeal of dinosaurs ran
Newman
its course when the
it?
First one ended. The second and third movies never had the oh shit dinosaurs awe the first one had. The first movie had something, took it to a certain height, but could never get over the pinnacle. And sadly.
How do you get over a pinnacle?
Yeah, pinnacles are sharp as fuck.
How would Jurassic Park.
I'd be
Park
worried about
get
sticking
over
my scrotum.
How would Jurassic Park, the first one, got over that pinnacle? Was
I've just never heard the term get over a pinnacle before.
Scrotums are very dainty. If you got caught on a pinnacle, it would really hurt.
Yeah. I agree. Jeff,
your balls.
Like jumping over a chain
Jeff
link
Goldblum
fence.
Jeff Goldblum would be crying.
Yeah, he
if
would.
If his balls got caught on the pinnacle.
Must go faster.
I'm just saying, the movie had a lot of potential, but they just, it was just pretty much dinosaur porn. Pretty much. That's it. I would give the Jurassic Park trilogy a 4.
A 4?
Unbelievable.
Okay.
Unbelievable.
Hold on, hold on. I got next. I like, when the first movie came out, I thought it was fucking amazing. It was the movie that I've seen the most in theaters. I saw it 6 times as a kid in the theaters.
Wow.
I read all the books, and the rest of the movies were pretty terrible. They were all just a mishmash of scenes from the first and second book. They crammed. Susie's raising his hand. So
did you read the
him.
Movie book? I read the movie book. It wasn't
no,
very good.
No, I read the first two books.
Oh, okay, you didn't read the. There's a book. There's a book adaptation from the movie.
No, I read the first two.
You didn't
right.
read the actual Listen. Real book. You
I read
the
real book.
Novelization of the movie.
I read the novelization when I kid. When I got older, I read the real book.
Okay,
I'm gonna hold the microphone like Durst.
The second two movies were bad. Ian Malcolm died in the first fucking book, and it was.
And it would have been much better if he did.
They just randomly bring him back for the
Jeff
second
Goldblum
one.
Suck.
When the Spinosaurus killed the T-Rex in the third one, it was ridiculous. The Raptors are incredibly smart, but they won't attack you if you blow into this fucking fossil. It was terrible. The second two were horrible, but the first one The music still gives me goosebumps. I don't give a shit.
Dinosaurs.
Fuck you. That movie was fantastic. Dinosaurs. The first one was so good. I'll give it a 7, regardless of the other two movies.
Do you hate dinosaurs?
Joe?
I'm neutral about dinosaurs.
Okay, hold on. Honestly, I forgot this was a trilogy because the first movie was the only one I gave a shit about. I wish real dinosaurs would get loose and eat Universal Studios so they wouldn't make a part 4, which is in development, allegedly.
Yeah, I know.
Compared with Max Payne, great first offering, disjointed follow-ups, Laura Dern and Sam Neill popping back in the third film was not enough to make me forget how stupid the second one was. I tried to craft the King Kong story with dinosaurs, and instead of an ape, it was an apic fail.
That was such a reach.
Nice.
I'm embarrassed for you right now.
Awesome.
Apic fail.
Awesome.
You fucking eat my balls. Eat my balls. It was an apic fail. It sucked. The second movie was awful. The third one, awful. Vince Vaughn, awful. Fuck him and his disjointed thumb.
So what's your number?
My number?
Yeah.
4, just like Roger. That's why I wanted to say I love you to Roger for giving a 4 as well.
I love you too, Joey D.
Okay, so before we close out this segment, we have numbers for all the trilogies. And in first place, as much as I fucking hate to say it, Batman.
Yes!
How was that in first place?
Yes!
Batman gets first place.
That's what I'm talking about. I guess. Boom. Bring it, Dark Knight, what? Boom.
All right, Batman gets first place. Back to the Future with a close second. And third place, a surprising third place, is Max Payne.
Yes.
Fuck really? That shit. I gave really? That the worst.
So
ever.
It is Batman, Nolan's Batman in first place, followed by Back to the Future, followed by Max Payne.
It's a travesty that The Godfather is not in the top 3. It's absolute garbage.
It's trilogical.
Dude, fuck that
it's
movie.
It's garbage.
It's a travesty it's of trilogies.
You guys are fools. It's just garbage.
And earlier this week, we had a contest to win a code that allowed access to the beta of PS All-Stars Battle Royale. If you retweeted our link to our first episode, or if you went to our Facebook page and commented, you could enter the contest. Well, the winner has been chosen, and that lucky
wizard? Yes.
That lucky wizard.
There are wizards.
That lucky whizzler.
Is Gerardo Enrique Tejada. You have won the PS All-Stars beta code. To collect your prize, direct message us on Twitter. Message us on Facebook or email us at 8bitproof@gmail.com. That's 8, the number 8, bitproof@gmail.com.
That's what we like to call a get right there.
G-E-T, you're a get.
See what he did with your initials there? G-E-T.
Take it, Gerardo.
All right, and also,
I will leave the G silent.
All right, well, this is also time for our FAP segment, also known as the Full Audience Participation segment on 8bitproof. So we acknowledge our comments, questions, anything we get from the audience, and so we're going straight to a comment we had on our Facebook page from Umberto Pagan. He says that Killer Instinct is the only – he said Killer Instinct is only the best or second best fighting game in the whole world, Mortal Kombat 2 to follow. I'm not an enormous fighting game fan, but, I mean, I immediately disagree with him. I don't know. What do you guys think, Susie?
I don't know. Since Umberto probably spawned on me, I'm going to have to go with Mortal Kombat 2.
What a dick.
So you agree with him that Mortal Kombat 2 is one of the best fighting games of all time?
Yeah, it is.
Hands down.
I mean, like
hands
when it came
down.
Out, it had so much in it. It had environmental kills, fatalities,
once you discovered
Baraka,
you were all
friendlies.
Set.
There's a deep system of fighting, and you know, each character has its own abilities.
Francis, don't church it up. It's fatalities. That's all it was ever
no,
about.
No, each character was unique.
Baraka,
had many unique characters
Baraka
back
or
in the
Katana,
day.
That was it.
I mean, look, Street Fighter had, you know, Ken and Ryu. They were the same guy.
Yeah,
I
that's
mean,
it.
Scorpion, Sub-Zero, completely different people.
Baraka Katana.
They were
fucking,
they were palette swaps.
Yep.
I never played Killer Instinct. I think I played in the arcade.
What?
I wasn't really happy. Next guy.
Get this train rolling. I would also say Mortal Kombat 2, without a question. Killer Instinct had its high moments, but I don't think it ever reached the level Mortal Kombat 2 did. I don't think any fighting game has reached the level Mortal Kombat 2 that generation, a generation before, or any generations after. Mortal Kombat 2 is hands down the best fighting game ever released on any console. Or arcade.
I'm sorry. I love Mortal Kombat 2.
Is there a Halo fighting game?
But I... Fuck you.
Oh! With a fedora hat.
I love Mortal Kombat 2. It's my favorite fighting game of all time, but I am not a fighting game enthusiast. I think there are a lot of people that would be angry with all you guys.
They'd be wrong.
Regarding Street Fighter 2, Street Fighter 2 has spawned so many tournaments. You don't see Mortal Kombat 2 in a lot of fighting game tournaments.
You know what Street Fighter 2 spawned? Street Fighter 2 spawned.
What did it spawn?
It spawned Super Street Fighter 2. It spawned Super Street Fighter 2 Championship Edition.
Turbo
Super
Edition.
Super Street Fighter 2 Tournament Edition.
Turbo
Super
Edition.
Street Fighter 2 Turbo Edition.
There you go.
You know what it did? It
and you thought he knew nothing about video games.
Hyper Edition
as well. He knows everything about fighting
and
games.
Over and over and over again.
It
That's
also
all it
spawned
did.
The abortion starring Jean-Claude Van Damme and Raul Julia.
As,
there you go.
As much Street as I Fighter like Mortal Kombat 2, Mortal Kombat 2 was my favorite fighting game of all time, personally.
As
but
well
I would
be.
Not name it as the best fighting game of all time. I think Street
Hands
Fighter
down.
Is more of an in-depth
no
fighting
question.
Game. But apparently I'm being shouted down during my podcast.
I'm going with Umberto.
Okay.
I'm going with him. Killer Instinct was the fucking bomb track. KI2? KI2?
We're
rendering?
Talking about Killer Instinct, not Killer Instinct 2. Dude,
KI2.
Equipment.
Bomb track. That's empty, Francis, because I drank my beers.
Are we talking about the game that was released on Nintendo 64?
No, we're talking about KI in the arcade. Did you ever play Killer Instinct in the arcade?
No.
The graphics were stupid. They
it, was,
beat,
it was just
they
before
made
the
Mortal Kombat
died.
2 looked like a bitch.
Graphics don't make a game good.
Exactly.
Yeah, but the
Thank
fucking
you,
gameplay was awesome, too.
Have you played Crysis?
You play Diablo, so you know all about graphics on
Francis,
making a game.
Crysis is the pinnacle of example of
I can't,
why
I can't
graphics
really argue
are not
that.
The end-all be-all.
Are we going to agree with Umberto that Killer Instinct is the best? Killer Instinct and Mortal Kombat 2 are the best fighting games of all time. Yes or no? I want a simple yes or no.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No. All right. It's a complete
Wait,
50-50.
What is it?
Oh, da, 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 da.
Whoa,
I'm the host.
Ski bop, so, da, ba, da,
fuck your
scat,
ass.
Man.
No.
I'm
no.
fully fapped out.
All right. So it's a complete 50-50. Half of us agree with you. Half of us disagree with you. And that is the end of our FAP segment for this week, which brings us to the end of our podcast, as sad as that is. And Joe's fucking slinging us around his microphone because he's all hammered.
What about...
All right, so does anybody balls. Have anything they want to plug before they leave? Anything they want to mention? Roger?
I'll shoot from the hip. arleonephoto.blogspot.com. Check it out. Pictures. Yo, do it. Bomb track.
I'll give a shout out to my buddy Bernie, CQC. Style with a Tactical Edge. You can follow him on Facebook, facebook.com/closequartersclothing or twitter.com/CQCBoston.
Well, I have since I have
fucking Indiana Jones 3.
Since I have no friends other than the people in this room, I don't have anything to plug.
Tell us about your sickness.
I can do the sickness. Which what I can do
You're
is
down with it.
Yeah. Well, so I can talk about what I've bought and played since the last podcast. And if any of the listeners want me to buy or play something for the next podcast, and they don't want to play it, they want me to tell them how it is, I can do that.
Boom.
So
nice. This hey, is do it for me for Darksiders too, because I don't feel like paying $60 for it.
All right. Okay, so this is what I bought since the last podcast. I bought Darksiders 2, which is a good game if you like Zelda. I bought Sleeping Dogs, which is an excellent game if you like GTA and Saints Row with fighting. I bought Dust 514, which is $20 to get into the beta, and it gives you like free cash and
Sickness.
Other things for when it goes into live.
Fucking
it's
sick.
It's okay for right now. It's only Team Deathmatch. They haven't really unleashed anything else. I bought Starhawk for $40.
Unleashed.
Which is a great multiplayer game. It's build and battle. It's unique. It's fantastic. It's one of the PlayStation's great online shooters.
It looks very familiar.
So if you like Endless Space, which is a 4X strategy, which is a 4X strategy game. If you like Masters of Orion 2 and things like that, it's not as good, but Endless Space is pretty good too. Guild Wars 2 releases. It's now. So I'm probably gonna go play when I get home. It's another $60.
Yeah,
Valley Without Wind
sleep.
Is if you like Metroidvania. Valley Without Wind is a good game to play. It's town building.
Without
crafting.
Wind, really?
What?
Valley Without Wind. Yes.
I played that at PAX. So
I was
not impressed.
I bought Mod Nation Racers for $15, and I bought a PS3 for $200.
Mod Nation Racers is the shit.
Yeah,
if you want to play that online, let
fuck
me know.
Out of your old
so,
PlayStation.
So since the last podcast, I spent $293 on games.
Jesus. Oh my God!
And that was like 2 weeks ago, by the way.
$493 total, including the PS3. And I think. Including those games I just mentioned, I've also played Skyrim, which is good. It's not excellent, but it's good. I started over again and lowered my
excellent.
Expectations.
Yeah, started with excellent.
I played Dungeons & Dragons Online, Tales of the Abyss on the 3DS, The Old Republic, which my subscription's running on, and I probably won't renew since Guild Wars hopefully has better World vs. World. Diablo 3, the patch made it awesome. Mario & Luigi's Bowser Story is good, too. So, again... This is therapy with me since I've blown $500 on games, and I probably shouldn't have. So
the sickness is strong.
So fans,
I understand the sickness, though.
Fans and listeners, let me know if you want me to play anything before the next podcast,
so basically,
and I'll do so. Let you know how it is.
So to close this bitch out, if you want to follow me on Twitter, it's at Catwood, CATWO0D, or you can follow 8BitProof on Twitter, 8BitProof, the number 8BitProof. We also have a Facebook page, facebook.com/8BitProof. You can also follow at Blast Magazine if you want our updates. And also, before we close this out, we want to thank Raw Luna for designing our 8BitProof logo. See more of his awesome artwork. Search Luna Graphics, that's GRAPHIX on Facebook. Or you can follow him on Twitter. Or if you want to hear more of our episodes, we only have one other one besides this one. Go to blastmagazine.com, Boston's online magazine, an official source for all things that kick ass. Hopefully soon you're going to find us on iTunes, and if we do, you better fucking go in and review us, because you need to do that shit. And if you like this podcast, if you made it all the way to the end, we applaud you. Do us a fucking favor. Tell a friend. Tweet about us. Facebook about us. MySpace.
Tell two friends.
MySpace if you're a sexual deviant, or, you know, those are the only people still on MySpace. Google Plus if you're one of those 10 people. So,
sexual deviants.
You know we're trying to end this thing, right? You guys know that shit?
Let's do
it live. Done.
I have no
Game
problem
over.
With Windows 8.
Proof out. Let's see that a hero can save us. I'm not going to stand.
Sex on film.